Welcome to the Nice Guy Spanish Last Podcast. I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy, and this is episode 2 of season 2, and I have 2 taboo questions. Yes, those 2 taboo questions that everybody always asks, always wants to know, and I'm going to ask them. I'm going to even try to figure them out. Now, I do have a couple of disclaimers. One, this podcast tonight will have some adult theme, some strong sexual content, and graphic language, so listener discretion is advised. I also want to state that I am not a doctor, not a therapist, not a psychiatrist, none of that. I am just a 46-year-old man who has a lot of female friends who have been around a lot of females, and these are just my opinions. These are my observations that I have collected in my 46 years of living. So please do not take them, you know, for any medical advice or anything like that. Again, these are just my observations. So, the first question that we're going to ask is, what do women want? Well, the simple answer to that is, they don't know, or do they? And the reason I say that is because if you ask a woman, what do they want, or what do they look for in a man, they're going to tell you the exact same answer. All of them will tell you the exact same answer. That answer is, they don't know, or they don't have a type. But they do. And it's more of a subconscious desire than a cognitive thought. And what I mean by that is, women look at a man, and in a brief moment, they will say, oh, I like him. That's what I desire. That's what I want. And so the question shouldn't be, what do they want, or what do women want? It should be, what do women desire? And to answer that question, well, there's 5 criteria that have to be met. Now, I will tell you right now, the first 2 that I say, they're, you know, percentile. The last 3 are finite. They are 100%. That is what needs to be. The other 2 can be replaced with whatever else, but more than likely, these are the 5. So, number 5 is personality character traits. Meaning humor, confidence, maturity, compassion, romance, empathy, being talented, humble, honest. You get the gist. Those are what I mean. A lot of women say that they like a man with confidence, or a sense of humor, or honesty, or a nice guy. Now, when they say that, is that the most desirable trait? And yes, you're going to get a lot of women that will say, well, I liked him for his humor. I liked him for his, you know, confidence. I liked him for whatever reason. There's the thing. You liked him. You didn't fall for him. The key demonstration of the wording there means that you liked him because he had that trait. You didn't fall for him. You didn't start going out with him. That wasn't the basis. But it does build a block. It is a core foundation. The other thing is that, you know, some of those are really good to have. Romance is something that is, you know, lacking in a lot of relationships nowadays. You know, it's, oh, well, where's the romance? Well, I don't know. Or, well, where's the compassion? I don't know. Those are, you know, key aspects of, you know, having a relationship. So the other thing with that is maturity. You really, really don't see a lot of women with, you know, a child. You know, they don't want to be with a child. They want to be with a man. They prefer to be with a man, not a man child. And more so is, hopefully, if available, if they are able to, they might have a child with said man. And if that happens, they don't really want to be raising two children, you know, let's be honest. And if warranted, they might actually marry this guy. And again, they want to make sure that, you know, his maturity level is up there and not, you know, sitting around playing Xbox for, you know, 10 hours a day. Now, again, that one is on the low tier. I have a lot of female friends that will tell me confidence, humor, and, you know, all that is, you know, important. I will beg to differ. It's, you know, again, we had that conversation a few weeks ago where it was confidence is key. No, it's important. It's not nowhere important as the first three I'm going to discuss, but it is up there. Number four, sound mind and body. I know there's a word for that, and I can't think of it to save my soul, and I've been doing these notes for the last week, and I still can't come up with it. So, basically, sound mind and body it is. But what do I mean by sound mind or body? Well, it still falls under the honesty and the maturity aspect, but it goes a little bit more in depth with that. First of all, honesty. They want a man that is going to be honest. They don't want no person that's out on the streets finding side chicks every 5.5 minutes. They don't want to have a man that is, you know, going around and flirting with other women while they sit at home. They want an honest man. Also, again, I just stated maturity makes sense. You don't want, you know, you don't really want a man child. You also don't want a mommy's boy. Let's be realistic. Come on. It is what it is. I shouldn't have to go more into depth with those two. But they also want I used protector in my notes, but that's a little broad. Basically, they want somebody that is going to be there to treat them right, to respect them, to be empathetic of their needs, as well as being as close to a friend, but not a true friend. And I mean that by this. If they wanted to have a friend, they would have a bunch of them, and if they wanted to have sex with friends, they would be having fuck buddies or fuck friends all the time. if they want a real relationship and they want something that is concrete and 100%, then that's what they want. So if they desire to have a relationship, that's when they'll go into the next step. If not, it is what it is. Sorry. But you also got to remember that they are putting their entire trust into a man. So they desire a man that is going to be, you know, stable, not unstable. They want a man that's going to treat them right, not be abusive, not be controlling, not be manipulative to, you know, anything. And there are a lot of people, a lot of men, that are controlling, are manipulative, are abusive, and it's sad, but it happens. And I wish that there was other ways to get around it. It happens because here's the thing, they leave, they go back. They leave, they find somebody else that fits the same description. And it happens. And I don't know anything I can say. Get help. There are things out there to get help for, but unfortunately, again, not a doctor. I can't go into any massive detail on that. All I can say is desire men that are of sound mind and body. Now comes the fun ones. The ones that I know, the women that know me personally, that listen to this podcast, will literally bitch, moan, groan, fight me, and argue the point until the day I die. And again, I am prefacing this by saying, this is not your cognitive thinking. This is what you desire. This is what your subconscious has said. This is what you want. Now, these three might not necessarily be in this order. These five might not be in necessarily this order. However, the top three are finite. It might not be the three I have in order. I guarantee you it's going to be those top three. This is your subconscious, and this is why. Number three, money, financial stability. I am not talking about a gold digger. I am not talking about finding a man just so you can sit on your butt and not work. I'm talking about a man that has a financial stability. I am literally talking about a man that is no scrub. He has a job. Actually, I'll scratch that. He has a career. He has goals. He is working towards them, and he is successful. He does not live with his mom. He does not live with his ex. He does not have a, you know, studio apartment. He has a nice house. He has a nice car. He has his financial stability going. Now, Joe, why does that matter? Well, let's look at that. Okay. If you by chance get the notion to have sex with this man and he has a halfway decent job, he is able to take care of himself, and you bear a child with said man, you're not going to be stressed out over making sure that said child is going to be taken care of, because he will be. As opposed opposed to, you know, fucking Johnny Boy over there that works 20 hours a week flipping burgers at a fast food joint. Speaking of, he smokes more than he actually makes. He borrows money. Oh, and he lives with his roommates, also known as mom and dad. He sleeps in the basement. He considers it his furnished apartment. Let's be honest, ladies. Which one would you rather want to fuck? Because I guarantee you it is not Johnny Boy. You and I both know that. But I could be wrong. Maybe Johnny Boy has one of the other two that, you know, relieves number three a little bit. And I'll get to that in a minute. So, to reiterate, money doesn't necessarily mean that what you're wanting to take from him. You are independent. You have your own money. You have your own stuff. But in the same token, maybe you want to go on a nice weekend vacation with him. Maybe you want to go out to a nice dinner. Maybe you want to go on a nice little trip. Which one do you think is going to be the better option? Johnny Boy or the man that is financially stable and has his shit together? Now, number two. I know what's going to happen when I say this, and you know I'm right. I'm just saying that. Number two, looks. Let's be realistic, people. It looks matter. They do. If you tell me looks don't matter, I'm going to tell you, you are lying to yourself. Looks matter. Everybody says, well, no, confidence. Again, how do you know how confident he is? How do you know how mature he is? How do you know him? You will literally see the man for half a second, maybe a second and a half. And this is why I say it's your subconscious desires that make you have a type. We don't think about our subconscious. We barely remember our subconscious. If we do, it was from a daydream or a dream. Most of the time, we don't remember it, but our brain does. And then our brain relays those like, oh, that guy's cute. I like that. You don't have a type, well, you do now. And I'll preface this by saying, hey, go back to your last 5, 6, 7 exes. And they could be ex-boyfriends, ex-fuck buddies. It doesn't matter. Go back to the last 5 or 6 men that you were sexually intimate with. And I guarantee you, at least these three will be prevalent. Again, not in any order, but they will be prevalent. But I digress. I'm going to go back on to looks. So, looks. Why are looks important? Well, one, they're the first thing you notice. The very first thing you notice. If you see a man walking into a building, a bar, a cafe, your work, wherever, they are the first thing you notice because that is the first thing you can see. Now, we can see, oh, he has a nice smile. Oh, he has a great complexion. Nice haircut. So with that information, we can determine that A, if it's a really nice haircut, well, he has money because he can get it styled. B, the clothes he's wearing, nice clothes, again, has some extra money, which fits into number three. So those are the first bit of things we see. Those are the first items that we can check off our box. Now, our brain is registering that. Our subconscious is going, yes, that is what I like. Because then your subconscious tells the rest of your body, hey girl, we want, because I guarantee you, trust me, if it was from cognitive thinking, not a lot of women would get aroused easy. Trust me. Just trust me. Especially some of the men, they would shrivel up. Some men just really don't think with their brain sometimes. But in the same token, women will do the same thing for men. Excuse me. So, you know, looks are important because we talked about this before. Globally, $110 billion was spent in 2020 for cosmetic surgery mostly by women, for liposuctions, for breast reduction, for an ass lift, for whatever. So if you don't think looks matter, then why are you spending money to, buy makeup? Again, hold on here, I've got to find it. Yep, approximately $49 billion on cosmetics. If looks didn't matter. Now, again, next week, I am going to be talking about what men want. And yes, I'm breaking that up into what nice guys want and what bad boys want. But I'm going to say this one last time. Or I'm going to give an analogy real quick. If I cooked you, and I want you to be honest, be really honest. If I cooked a $500 meal and it looked amazing, and it was everything you liked, there is nothing that would harm you, kill you, or anything like that. It is everything you liked. It is cooked to your perfection. You would eat it. It looks good, smells good. You damn know well it's gonna taste good. So, in that reality, looks won you over. Now, if I did the exact same plate, did everything exactly the same, but when I put it in front of you, I put a giant turd right on top. The dish is ruined, and the look is gone. Now, yeah, I'm using two different total analogies. I'm using food and, relationships and the human psyche. But the preference is still there. The meaning is still there. If something looks good, your brain tells you, I want. Now, granted, we kind of could figure out the money part from what they're wearing. Again, Johnny Boy, you see Johnny Boy and he's got unkempt hair and you know, he's scraggly, and he's got ripped sweatpants and a holey shirt, and he reeks of weed and BO. You know, come on. You know, he's not going to look that appealing to you. Which then leads to the final taboo question. And yes, it is that question. We knew it was coming, and I've talked about it before, but I was a little vague on it. Now I'm being 100%. Does size matter? Fuck yes, it does. And you can argue with me from now until the day I do another podcast. It does. And here's why. One, it matters because one, too big hurts. Too little, you don't feel shit. Too skinny, it's like a toothpick. Too big, and again, it hurts. So it does matter, but it matters to you. Because here's the thing, you're not really going to see it the first two or three times. You're not going to go unless you are really attracted, you're hitting it off and everything's clicking. You're not going to fuck on the first date. If you do, that's good for you. But you shouldn't. So, does size matter? Well, yes, it does. And then again, there are women that like big. There are women that like the BBCs. There are women that like the, you know, horse dick. There are women that like the miniatures. But here's the thing. Society has said that an average male penis is between 4.5 and 6 inches. Now, unless you're constantly measuring it, you don't know really how big you are. And then you also have to go by the exes that you had, which they are your exes. I have not seen many exes that will go and stick up with their ex-boyfriend and say, he was still so good. Oh my God, it was so big. No, I have heard bitches go and say, oh my God, he lasted 2.5 seconds and I couldn't feel it. I'm just being honest. Like literally, not even 24 hours, I had an ex-coworker was raving about how great he was in bed, found out he was cheating on her, and immediately changed her tune. So, you know, but you can gauge it. The difference between that and a nice guy is we don't get many options. So our confidence, number 5, is low. Why? Well, we don't know. We can't gauge it. We don't have a whole lot of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? History, I guess you would say. A whole lot of experience in that department. But again, that's for next week. This week's all about the women. So, another analogy I could use to maybe put this in perspective. And I have a friend who was an ex-boss of mine. He always would use the analogy, picture a 2-car garage. Now, if you put a, you know, a moped or a Vespa or hell, even a Mini Cooper or a smart car in the middle of that two-car garage. There's a lot of room all around there. And yeah, you've got a lot of room. Vice versa, you know, take a 18-wheeler semi-truck or, you know, a spaceship or a plane without wings. That shit's not fitting. You're not getting a whole lot in there. And if you do, you're tearing the shit up. Again, you know, there is a happy medium, but what does she desire? And you can easily find that out, you know, the next time you have sex. If you're hitting the right spots, she will tell you. It's basic biology. Sometimes you don't hit the right spots, and you'll know that too, because you'll hear a after you're done. You hear that, because that means she's using a toy. Consequently, now there are women, and I've been told this myself, there are women that will say, well, you still have foreplay. You still have oral. You know, you can use toys. I will honestly say, if they are needing toys for sex, they probably won't deal with the bullshit of a man. They'll just keep using the toys. You know, why waste time with a man when you can just do it yourself? I've heard that before too. The next thing about size is girth. Now, yes, girth is a measurement of size. It is the area around an object. And width is a measurement of size. It's lateral. So, guess what? It fits. Ba-dum-bum. Pun not intended. But the girth of the male penis is just as important as the length. Again, same analogy, you know, you might be able to hit the walls, but you aren't hitting the top. And I guarantee you, if you have all of it and you're hitting all the right zones, again, she will let you know. Most emphatically, she will let you know. And you won't have to ask. But just because some women, again, don't like long, they like thick. You know, hey, it's their desire. But again, these are things that you won't know until that part happens. But there are things that you will know. And this is where size does matter again. And the reason, that's why I put those two first. Because, again, hopefully it'll take a minute or two. But sometimes it doesn't. So, height. I am 5'5". I don't see a lot of women liking 5'5 men. Some do. But the average is roughly about 5'8", is when they start to go, okay, I see you, literally. Or, you know, taller. And I believe a lot of that has to do with the stereotype of tall men, big dicks. Again, not what it's all I hear. All I hear. You know, we shouldn't go by what people say, but then again, I'm stating my opinion on a podcast, so listen to what I please say. Please, please. I joke. I kid. I really do. But, you know, the reason I brought that up is because, you know, Monday night, I'm planning, you know, a podcast. I'm not going out. I'm planning a podcast. And the reason I bring that up is, again, because I'm 5'5". I am not in what the world would call the average height for a man. I am below average, and that's fine. I'm okay with that, and I understand that. But I am not desirable for a woman. Most nice guys aren't. The next thing is muscles. Now, I am not saying, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, big, strong man, you know, workout 24 minutes, an hour, and then work out another 24 minutes. No, I'm talking about a well-built, obviously well-built man. I was trying to think of another word and I could. A well-built man. They have, you know, nice pecs, nice muscles, a very good toned. That's the word I was looking for. They are very toned. They have abs. They have definition. They look desirable to women. I often say it like this. I will constantly say this. You can tell if a man is in shape. And if you have never done this before, I'm talking to the ladies, and of course the gay men. If you've never, when a man takes his shirt off, go, "Oh baby," then there is something wrong with you. Because, hell, I hear it at work. I hear it at work all the time. When a man, you know, when they're seeing a picture of a man and, you know, he's shirtless, "Oh baby," comes out. That's desire. That's looks. That's physique. That means I'm right. I told you. But, hey, you know. But the other aspect to that is, you know, is like I said, guts, gut, your stomach, and your pecs. If they are too big, now, yes, I understand. I do. You're going to say, "Well, what about those guys with the, you know, dad bods, the women that want those dad bods?" Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. So, these women that are on TikTok and, you know, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, and they're, you know, they're going, they have a tape measure or, you know, a ruler, and they're showing, you know, 4 inches to 6 inches, and they're saying dad bod, and they want a short king, and they are literally trying to get you to go to their OnlyFans account. And if you do go to their OnlyFans account, you are not seeing them fucking a man that is 5'5", has a 4.5-5-inch penis, and a gut. No, they're getting railed. They're getting their fucking eggs scrambled by a 10-inch thick-ass veiny cock, and it is going far up their twat. That's what it shows. But because you were curious and because you got duped, you gave them $15 to watch it. I am not saying I did that. I'm just telling you what I know. No, I did not do that. Some of these are actual ex-porn stars, and trust me, there's a lot of easier ways to find things out. I like money. But that's what I was, what I'm getting at is those women are just saying that to get you to go. They don't want a dad bod. Most women I know, especially the women that are in their like mid-20s up into their mid-30s, they get hot real quick. And I'm not talking about the, you know, ooh la la hot. I'm talking about the touch me, you die hot. The, hey, you know, body's changing, shit's happening. I'm getting close to, you know, wanting to just fucking torch everything. That kind of hot. So they don't want a man that is already holding excessive body heat to be around them. They don't. They pretty much want somebody that's going to be like, okay, you stay on your side and I'm going to stand in the freezer. Because, again, they're hot. So, dad bods, just a ploy. Beards, some women do like beards. I can't grow one. I tried. So, with that, those are my five things. Those are my five traits, if you will. Now, the first three, which are size, looks, and money, are they're not irreplaceable, but they can be switched around. I would preface this by saying looks could potentially be one, only because the fact is that you are literally physically seeing his physique. You are seeing everything that you can see. Mind you, some women can actually tell if a man is packing, only because the fact is that he's got sweatpants on and he's somewhat aroused already, which means now you have gotten all the information for the first two or three that you need to see. You can make an educated guess. The last two, which is sound mind and body and the traits, those are replaceable. Again, they're going to always tell me that confidence and humor and all that. And I think it might be, and this is just my, you know, opinion, this is just a guess, that women want to say this is why they chose them, because they're either trying to block out the fact that they did something or the fact that they know that it is borderline shallow, that, you know, they are going for looks and they are going for, you know, the dick size. And that is totally fine. I am not knocking any woman that it, you know what? If you want to find a man that is a Greek Adonis, has a 10-inch, 3-inch round cock, and fucks like a stallion, you go, girl. You do you. That is what you desire. I am no one to stop you. However, I will argue the point when you want that, but yet you go and tell me, no, I like a man with a good sense of humor and some personality. That's what I like. None of the other stuff. That's when I get a little apprehensive. Because I just answered what you desired, and yet you say no. So, that's it for this podcast. Again, next week I am talking about what men want, and it would be nice guys versus bad boys. And then after that, I am going to do a little bit of a shuffle. I'm going to basically talk about what upsets me as a nice guy in the world today. I did want to get these last two ones, these last two topics out before I did that. So I'm hoping that I will catch everyone next Monday. And if not, have a great week. And hopefully you'll stop by later on. Again, I'm Joe, self-proclaimed nice guy. And this has been the Nice Guys Finish Last podcast. Bye.